over the past few weeks, the theme that keeps resonating with me is to fight forward. And to do so from the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. And let me repeat this, because I want to be clear that as we fight forward, we're not fighting back to retaliate against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against people. The saints of God are not fighting against each other. We are not involved in a denominational battle royal. This is not WWE. Ecclesia. To the body of Christ. We are fighting against systemic evil that is highly organized, very intelligent, and even sitting as spiritual wickedness in high places. I hope that you're listening to the Spirit of God with me this morning. We fight forward to gain ground and continue in this noble fight to build the kingdom of God without destroying each other based on a difference in outward appearance. We may not look alike. We may not have the same hair texture. We may not have the same eye color or skin color, but we are called to build the kingdom of God as the united body of Christ, where there are no recognized gender distinctions, no race distinctions, no national origin distinctions, no class distinctions, no color distinctions. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29 elevates our thinking this morning to see this, and I proclaim it. For you are all sons, for you are all daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Family, for those who have put on Christ this morning, we are one body as heirs and joint heirs with him. We are one body as a seed of Abraham. We are one body who by grace and through faith have received the forgiveness of sins and the righteousness of Christ Jesus. We are now new men and new women in Christ, and all things, the former things that enslaved our minds, the past things that shackled our gifts and undermined our talents and our intelligence and our feelings have passed away. And behold, all things, oh God, I think all means all, hallelujah, all things become new. So we fight forward this morning. We fight forward to forgive. We fight forward for love. We fight forward for God in Christ, who was reconciling us all back to himself. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be able to shout glory, because Christ has redeemed you from your sins and he has made you free this morning. And if he has made you free, you are free indeed. As we fight forward, we do so with the anointed spiritual amnesia to forget those things which are behind us, so we can reach forth into those things that lie ahead. We need to look forward to the next 400 years to come. We need to reach forth unto those things that are true, and those things that are honest, and those things that are just, and those things that are pure, and those things that are lovely and and those things that are good report, which are before us, and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Family, when we fight forward in the battlefields of our own minds and against the demonic adversarial circumstances all around us, there are some salient questions that we have to answer. How can we fight forward if we can't see the enemy? How can we face the enemy if we don't know who the enemy is? Regardless of our measure of faith, we have been handicapped at times in our spiritual walk because we were spending more time fighting the enemy that was seen than the enemy that is not seen. We have been spending too much time fighting against what we heard others say about us than what we heard God say to us about ourselves. I don't care what they labeled you to be. He is saying right now that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him that loves us. On today, the Spirit of God would have us to shift our focus from flesh and blood to the invisible, systemic, demonic forces that are working against us each and every day as we fight forward to build up the body of Christ. And if you're going to build up the body of Christ, you can't be looking at me on my outward appearance, because all souls matter and all souls are mine, said the Lord. God has given us, hallelujah, God has given us the gift of discernment to see the enemy, to know the enemy, and to hear the enemy, so in truth we can defeat the enemy without and the enemy within. Oh, yes. The saints of God can defeat the enemy and his demonic forces. I remember as Elder Bobby Treat some time ago that the best defense is a better offense. The better offense at our disposal this morning is by grace and through faith. And it comes when we utilize our God-given discernment to overcome the sophisticated and diabolical strategies of the devil. But too often we have allowed ourselves to be defeated because of our chances and our choices. The two C's, chance and choice. But God has positioned each of us to be in the right place and at the right time to take advantage of good ground for ourselves and for our families and for our communities and for the body of Christ. But those chances come with choices. The chances come with choices. We too often hear people crying and complaining about what is not going well in their lives and blaming everyone and everything else but themselves. But it really boils down to the chance that we're given and the choice that we made when we got the chance. Hallelujah. You chose that degree. You chose that job. You chose that man. You chose that woman. You chose that car. For some of us, you chose not to wear the mask. You chose not to socially distance. You chose not to get vaccinated. And sometimes we choose not to speak life, and instead we speak death. So we need to stop crying and stop complaining and stop blaming others. And hear what the word says. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So the question for us is whether those choices, the ones that we exercise in the gift of God's free will, are those choices influenced by our flesh or by our faith in the word of God? wasn't a choice made by finance or by faith. Wasn't a choice made by the religion of men or our relationship with Christ Jesus. Oh, God, how much better would we be if every chance and every choice reflected our obedience to and our faith in God. So often we misutilizing the discernment that God has given us. And to know that we know that we know that we know that faith, hallelujah, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God that turns every chance and every choice, hallelujah, into life and life more abundantly. In the context of our chances and choices, you know, we should consider the Logos as recorded in John chapter 8, verses 36 through 45. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Hepburn. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe not me. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Family, the problems that we have often stem from the trickeration that in actuality we often will prefer to believe a lie than accept the truth that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, we need to think about that for a moment. We need to think about that. What in our lives reflect the oxymoron of truth and denial? Take this out. Getting paid, but I hate the job. I so-called love God who I have not seen, but I hate my brothers and sisters that I see every day. I claim that I'm too blessed, but I'm still stressed. Come on, somebody. Wake up and see. Hallelujah. The enemy within and the enemy without, and fight forward with discernment. Hallelujah. The woman saw and heard the serpent, but didn't see the enemy of disobedience to God. The man saw and heard the woman, but didn't see the enemy of rebellion to God. And we often miss it too. We don't use our discernment to see the serpent that has beguiled us in our own gardens. We need to wake up and see the Satan in the serpent. That's right. We need to see the Satan in the serpent. Ignorance and rebellion is the perfect storm of being ensnared in the bondage of sin and death. As Elder Bobby referenced some weeks ago, Hosea 4:6. It reminds me even now that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. And Satan right now as we talk about technology. Satan right now, he ain't in the serpent no more, but he in the technology. And Satan is doing online and on Instagram, even with our young girls. He is doing it by email and Facebook, what he did in the Garden of Eden. So we can't miss the Satan in the beguiling serpent. We can't miss the devil in the beguiling text. We can't miss Satan in the beguiling Instagram message. We can't miss Satan in the beguiling Facebook posting. We can't miss Satan in the advertisement that we see on TV and hear on the radio. And as I close today, as we are later than we probably think about, but we're late in the 11th hour. And the Spirit of God is sounding the alarm and saying unto us once again that we need to be ready. Hallelujah. We need to be on alert. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we need to be on scam alert. Hallelujah. We need to be on scam alert so that we do not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of and being tricked by the devil. The devil is fishing too. And just like the emails and being fished on emails, the devil is fishing too, and he is seeking to get us caught up in his net with our own chances and choices that I've set before us. So I want to encourage you this morning, as I encourage myself with the Lord, don't follow man, don't follow leadership, don't follow politicians. Don't get fleeced. Don't get scammed. Apostle Paul himself cautioned the church by saying, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. So family, fight forward with discernment to see the enemy, hear the enemy, and know the enemy, to defeat the enemy within and without. The word of God, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, says it like this. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets, many false leaders, many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater, because greater is he that is in you than he, hallelujah, that is in the world. So family, I want to leave you with 72 character traits described as psychopathy in church leadership, because I want to do my job as a shepherd to make sure that all of those who God has put in my sphere of influence, hallelujah, that I share this with you so you don't get scammed. Number one, this is what you want to beware of as you follow those who follow Christ. Number one, exaggerated style, smooth, skilled, nice, articulate, charming, verbal skills that leave the listener feeling convinced while wondering what the sermon was about. Two, dominating or aggressive communication style. Three, overly passive, often pregnant wife. Number four, undermining of others in leadership and targeting others for removal. Five, tattoos. Six, wearing a gold chain. Seven, dishonest or conning behavior, presenting fake miracles. Eight, promising financial wealth in return for a financial contribution. 9, a record of arrest or conviction. 10, numerous traffic violations. 11, using anger, power, or church position to intimidate, threaten, or target others. 12, having children with ADHD or observable behavior management problems. 13, inability to empathize with their victims. 14, childhood history of unmanageable behavior or ADHD. 15, leading a double life that may include multiple sexual partners. 16, inability to accept responsibility or feel sorry for harm done to others. 17, biological family history of criminality or failure to accept parental responsibility. 18, adopted as a child with a biological family history of what I just said. 19, compulsion to get back or take revenge against those who criticize him or her. 20, verbal approaches to evade or hide the truth. 21, parental abuse or lack of parenting, parental discipline during childhood. And 22, physical assault on others, family. As we continue to fight forward, let us do so with discernment and not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of or abused. God is with us, and God has not called us into any place where our self-esteem is being attacked. That is not of God. For greater is he that is in you than he or she that is in the world. God bless you. Amen.